George Orwell's legendary novel, 1984, written at the close of World War II, was conceived as a warning to the Western world of the dangers of a totalitarian state. In this finely crafted work, Orwell describes in great detail this dictatorial state, to be more accurate, a monocratic regime, ruled by what Orwell calls the party that has absolute control over every action and every thought of the people it rules. This is achieved through the party's use of propaganda, intimidation, constant surveillance, secrecy, and social engineering. With today's advent of satellite technology wired for data gathering at the National Security Agency's 1 million square foot monument to eavesdropping on our phone calls and emails in a remote corner of Utah, we are faced with, and for those who are aware, confronted with, Zionist visions of 1984. It was Senator Joseph Lieberman, Talmudic Jew, and head of the Senate Committee for Homeland Security, who upon the inaugural of CyberCom in 2010, praised the NSA as a national treasure. What the Homeland Security dictator really meant to say was that the National Security Agency, under Lieberman's and his co-religionist control, is a national treasure of information to be used against those who oppose America's Zionist occupied government, projecting a future in which truth no longer plays a role in political discourse. Orwell takes us on a terrifying journey where lies are presented as truth and words are severed from their usual meanings in order to advance the objectives of the party. And this is exactly what we now have in America, where the Republican and Democrat parties are fused into one, a Zionist fleshed-out ghost of 1984's totalitarian regime. It was a bright, cool day in April, and the clocks were striking 13, begins the opening chapter of 1984. We are then introduced to the main themes and motifs sweeping through Orwell's novel. Big Brother is watching you, the Ministry of Truth, the Thought Police, Room 101, Newspeak, the Ministry of Plenty, Doublethink, the Ministry of Peace, and again, Room 101. 2 Minutes of Hate is a television broadcast in which the party channels the people's pent-up frustrations and emotions into displays of hatred against the party's political enemies. Many of these enemies have been invented by the party expressly for this purpose. At the Hate Week rally, the party shifts its diplomatic allegiance, so the enemy it has been at war with suddenly becomes its ally, and its former ally rapidly becomes its new enemy. Sound familiar? Like Orwell's 1984, America is in the clutches of a totalitarian force, whose billions of dollars at its disposal controls the White House and Congress, whose ownership of the press, media, and academia suppresses truth and propagates lies, and whose seizure of the justice system is preparing to prosecute First Amendment expression as hate speech. Some say that Jewry's rule over America cannot last. Perhaps so. Then it's only a matter of years, once Jewish Wall Street's transfer of America's wealth to China is complete, then the Zionist vision of 1984 will morph into the next episode of
1984.为什么强大的国家都会走向灭亡？他们都犯同样的错误。美国政府企图以庞大的开支和税收来摆脱严重的 经济衰退，巨额的所谓刺激开支，政府接管私有企业，债务累累。当然，我们是他们的大债主，现在他们都得给我们干活。<笑>